remember exactly where I was. I don't remember how old I was, and I can't pinpoint the date. But I know that I was just barely taller than the molding on the side of the fifth step in the living room stairs on the day Wayne Gretzky shat the bed. I was at my uncle's house. We had to get up at 5:30 in the morning to go over there. It must have been a holiday. We only went to my uncle's house on holidays. My dad always hated going there. But we were there, I remember. I remember because I know that I was on my uncle's living room floor, playing with a large wooden bowl decorated by the natives of some place I'd never been, while I heard the adults in the kitchen discussing how tragic it was that it was the day Wayne Gretzky shat the bed. I know I asked my sister what it all meant. She's older than I am, so I figured she'd understand. "What does it mean?" I begged. She told me to be quiet, that it was a thing for adults to discuss, not children. I understood it philosophically. I understood the repercussions, but I could not grasp the more direct and simple meaning of the day Wayne Gretzky shat the bed. The geese, which had been migrating south, it was an autumnal holiday, I suppose, were landing all around, folding their wings and just sitting, crying, giving up. My cousin, who had left to go fishing because he couldn't take the mood in the house, came back almost immediately with a bucket load of fish, saying that they had just given themselves up. He fried himself one, but he couldn't eat it, saying that it was too greasy and tasted of salt. The drizzling rain came and went like the weeping of a heartbroken mother on the day Wayne Gretzky shat the bed. I didn't see any cars on the streets, but there must have been some because the radios kept reporting accidents when we could get the radios to turn on at all. All the batteries seemed to have been drained of their charge, and there were frequent brownouts. My mother came and found me in the basement, looking at the model train my uncle had apparently derailed earlier that morning in a passionate fit of melancholy. She offered me a bowl of cherry-flavored gelatin with grapes and tiny orange slices and cubes of unidentifiable white grainy fruit floating majestically inside of it to occupy me and cheer me up. But somehow it all just tasted sour. They say the suicide rate tripled on the day Wayne Gretzky shat the bed. We didn't get to leave until dark, and the entire 3-hour car ride home was executed in silence. I usually loved to stare out the window into the sky, but that night the gentle vibrations of the car were a bit too violent, and the constellations all looked abnormally morose. I will never forget the day, the slow, contemplative day, the celebration of decline, the autumnal holiday, the day Wayne Gretzky shat the bed.